This is Vision for Christ, a radio ministry of Future Vision Ministries. Our offices are in the city of Cambridge in Ontario, Canada. My name is Tim Taylor. I live in the United States, in the state of Ohio, and I am recording this talk from my home in the U.S. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me begin today by noting that some source material for this program was derived from material at www.gotquestions.org. In the Bible book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 38, the Bible declares, "Brothers, listen, we are here to proclaim that through this man Jesus, there is forgiveness for your sins." So then, what is forgiveness, and why do I need it? The word forgive means to wipe the slate clean, to pardon, to cancel a debt when we wrong someone. We seek their forgiveness in order for the relationship to be restored. Forgiveness is not granted because a person deserves to be forgiven. No one deserves to be forgiven. Forgiveness is an act of love, mercy, and grace. Forgiveness is a decision to not hold something against another person despite what they have done to you. The Bible tells us that we are all in need of forgiveness from God. We have all committed sin. Ecclesiastes 7:20 proclaims, "There is not a righteous man on earth who does what is right and never sins." Psalm 51:4 says, "I have sinned against you and you only. I have done what is sinful in your eyes. You are always right when you speak and fair when you judge." As a result, we desperately need the forgiveness of God. If our sins are not forgiven, we will spend eternity suffering the consequences of our sins. Matthew 25:46 states, "These will go to the place where they will be punished forever, but those right with God will have life that lasts forever." Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and John 3:36 says, "He who puts his trust in the Son has life that lasts forever. He who does not put his trust in the Son will not have life, but the anger of God is on him." Thankfully, God is loving and merciful, eager to forgive us our sins. 2 Peter 3:9 tells us, "He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." God desires to forgive us, so He provided for our forgiveness. The only just penalty for our sins is death. The first half of Romans 6:23 declares, "For the wages of sin is death." Eternal death is what we have earned for our sins. God, in His perfect plan, became a human being, Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross, taking the penalty that we deserve, which is death. 2 Corinthians 5:21 teaches us, "God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God." Jesus died on the cross, taking the punishment that we deserve. As God, the death of Jesus provided forgiveness for the sins of the entire world. We praise God through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The second half of Romans 6:23 is true, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Do you want to have your sins forgiven? Do you have a nagging feeling of guilt that you cannot seem to get to go away? Forgiveness of your sins is available if you will place your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of the grace of God." Jesus paid our debt for us, so we could be forgiven. All you have to do is ask God to forgive you through Jesus, believing that Jesus died to pay for your forgiveness, and He will forgive you. John 3:16 and 17 contains this wonderful message. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. Whoever puts his trust in the Son of God will not be lost, but will have life that lasts forever. For God did not send His Son into the world to say it is guilty. He sent His Son so the world might be saved from the punishment of sin by Him." Forgiveness, is it really that easy? Yes, it is that easy. You cannot earn forgiveness from God. You cannot pay for your forgiveness from God. You can only receive it by faith through the grace and mercy of God. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and receive forgiveness from God, here is a prayer you can pray. Saying this prayer or any other prayer will not save you. It is only trusting in Jesus Christ that can provide forgiveness of sins. The following prayer is simply a way to express to God your faith in Him and to thank Him for providing for your forgiveness. "God, I know that I have sinned against You and am deserving of punishment. But Jesus Christ took the punishment that I deserve so that through faith in Him, I could be forgiven. I place my trust in You for salvation. Thank You for Your wonderful grace and forgiveness. Amen." For those of you who do not have access to a Bible, I want to share selected portions of the Bible from 1 John chapters 1 and 2 that are relevant to our topic today. Christ is the Word of life. He was from the beginning. We have heard Him and have seen Him with our own eyes. We have looked at Him and put our hands on Him. Christ, who is life, was shown to us. We saw Him. We tell you and preach about the life that lasts forever. He was with the Father, and He has come down to us. We are preaching what we have heard and seen. We want you to share together with us what we have with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing this to you so our joy may be full. This is what we heard Him tell us. We are passing it on to you. God is light. There is no darkness in Him. If we say we are joined together with Him, but live in darkness, we are telling a lie. We are not living the truth. If we live in the light as He is in the light, we share what we have in God with each other. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, makes our lives clean from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we lie to ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we tell Him our sins, He is faithful, and we can depend on Him to forgive us our sins. He will make our lives clean from all sin. If we say we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and His word is not in our hearts. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And He Himself is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And not only for our sins, but also for the whole world. Now by this we know that we have come to know God if we keep His commandments. The one who says, "I have come to know God," and yet does not keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in such a person. but whoever obeys his word, truly, in this person, the love of God has been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he resides in God ought himself to walk just as Jesus walked. Dear friends, I am not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have already heard. On the other hand, I am writing a new commandment to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. The one who says he is in the light but still hates his fellow Christian is still in the darkness. The one who loves his fellow Christian resides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But the one who hates his fellow Christian is in the darkness, walks in the darkness, and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Because all that is in the world, the desire of the flesh and the desire of the eyes and the arrogance produced by material possessions, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away with all its desires, but the person who does the will of God remains forever. I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Future Vision Ministries so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Future Vision Ministries is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Future Vision Ministries, 1145 Concession Road, Cambridge, Ontario, Canada, N3H4L5. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Future Vision Ministries, 1145 Concession, spelled C-O-N-C-E-S-S-I-O-N, Road, Cambridge, Ontario, Canada, postal code N3H4L5. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor speaking on behalf of Dan Hayhoe. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in John 5, verse 24, where Jesus said, "I tell you the solemn truth, the one who hears my message and believes the one who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned, but has crossed over from death to life."